Turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Amos, chapter 9. And as you're turning there, I just want to tell you, in a prophetic vein today, that I can sense in my spirit that this is going to be a year of acceleration. God is going to make things happen quicker than you thought. In your career, it should take you 20 years to get into management, 20 years to build that business up. But in this year of acceleration, God's going to give you breaks that propel you forward. He's going to open doors that thrust you years ahead in your finances. It may look like it's going to take years to get out of debt, pay your house off, but get ready. Acceleration is coming your way. God is about to expedite some things in your life. Say, preacher, how's God going to do that? Well, let me just tell you something. God knows how to open the windows of heaven. Let me say it again. God knows how to open the windows of heaven. And His word declares that He'll pour you out a blessing that cannot be contained. And I hope I can get a little bit more faith in here than that this morning. Perhaps a medical report says it's going to take 5 years to get well. 5 years of chemo. 5 years of treatment. That's one timetable. Are y'all really going to make it that hard on me today? You forget I'm an old timer. I can put up a good fight. I said that's one timetable. But God has another timetable. Oh, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, I'm going to speed up the process. I'm going to accelerate your healing. I'm going to accelerate your promotion. I'm going to accelerate your dreams. They're going to come to pass. Come on, I'm talking about God's about to expedite some things in your life. Ah, hallelujah. Amos chapter 9, verse 11. The little notation in my Bible over this section of scripture says the restoration of Israel. But I think it's going to be bigger than that today. There's going to be a spiritual Israel that's going to be restored. In that day, will I raise up the tabernacle of David that's fallen, close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of the grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them up on their land. And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. I want to read you a little portion of that scripture out of the Message translation. It says, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. Oh, God. Come on, some of you have been waiting for so long. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord's trying to tell you, I'm about to speed things up in your life. Tell your neighbor, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening all at once. Everywhere you look, blessings. I heard what our student pastor was teaching this morning about those words. But I'm going to tell you that it's about time that we, the church of the living God, start speaking things as though they were, even though they are not. Come on. God said, I'm about to speed up your blessing. I wish somebody praise him right now. This is going to be a year that Amos prophesied about. Look, do me a little favor here. Would you just lock hands with somebody right now for just a minute? Let's join together our spirits. We had a prayer meeting here Thursday night and had everybody come around the front. By the way, we have prayer meeting on Thursday nights here at 7. We had a prayer meeting here Thursday night and had everybody come to the front, and we joined together as the body of Christ, and the power of God moved in this place. You want to know why? Because there's power in unity when we join together as a church. Well, I wish somebody help me right now. When we refuse to just be concerned about our own personal agenda. Come on, when we get past that place where the only thing that's going on is what's going on in our world, I wish somebody'd help me right now. We begin to think about what's going on in my brother's world, what's going on in my sister's life, what's going on in my church family. Woo, come on, let's pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Come on, release it, release it, release it. Come on, God's getting ready to do work. It's going to happen fast, but we got to agree. Come on, come on, that's it. Come on, pray for somebody right now. Pray for somebody right now. He's about to do a quick work. Even in this place today. Ah, hallelujah. Come on, that's it. I feel it breaking. Come on, somebody's just going to break into your miracle right now. You're going to break into your blessing right now. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost working up in here. he that hath begun a good work is able. I said he's able to perform it. Come on. God hasn't forgotten you. God hasn't forsaken you. Praise him just a minute. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, blessing. Come on, promotion. Come on, healing. Come on, deliverance. Come on, restoration. It's going to be a quick work. We're ready now. You can be seated. Romans chapter 9 and verse 28. For he will finish the work. Watch it right here. And cut it short in righteousness. Because a short work. I said a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Oh, I could shout out of my shoes right now. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be mean or unthankful, but I'm tired of waiting. I'm ready to see it happen. Times we have to be patient. And I know there are times that there are seasons of waiting for a purpose and that we have to pass some tests and that we have to be faithful. And there are also seasons where God will do a quick work, where he will accelerate and do things so fast. I believe this year is going to be a year that we see some quick works. Some unusual things, things that you've been dreaming about. Looks like it's going to take years. Suddenly they're going to begin to fall into place. I wish somebody received the word today. You're going to be saying, you know what? I didn't know I'd get well this quickly. Well, the doctor said, I don't care what the doctor says. And God don't care what the doctor says. When God said, I'm about to do a quick work, medicine can't stop it. Bad reports can't stop it. Come on, I wish somebody would hear me. I wish you'd say it. If you got a situation in your body right now, I wish you'd stand to your feet, lift your hands, and I wish you'd say, I didn't know I'd get well this quick. Come on, I just felt a release of healing anointing right there. Come on, somebody. Whose report will you believe? Hey, I'm feeling my Holy Ghost help right now. I'm telling you, God said, I'm about to release a healing among my people. And it's going to happen quickly. Tell your neighbor, God wants to do some things that'll make your head swim. You're going to look up and say, I didn't see it happening that fast. Somebody hear me right now? I didn't know things would turn around that suddenly. God wants to do some things here. And you may be sitting here today and say, oh, yeah, sure, preacher, that sounds good. But I don't think it's going to happen for me. Because my prayers never get answered. I never get any good breaks. Quit it. Stop it! I said stop it! You're right, it won't happen with your negative attitude. Because God works where there's an attitude of faith. I said God responds to faith. Come on, everything doesn't have to be the worst case scenario. Ah. Come on, why don't you take the limits off God today? Why don't you dare to say, God, I'm asking for you to do for me what you promised the prophet Amos, and make my head swim and amaze me with your goodness and accelerate your blessing in my life. Ha! Come on, help me praise him right now. Hey! Hey! Shandarabaya darabaya! Ha! I want you to hear me today. Amos said it. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman will overtake the reaper. The time will come, says the Lord, listen to it, when the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. What do you mean, Bishop? The time was coming when a man would be out plowing the field, sowing the seeds, but the harvest would come up so fast. The growth would be so sped up that as soon as he sowed, the harvest would pop right up. The plowman couldn't keep up with it. In those days, the plowman would typically have to wait at least 7 or 8 months to see any kind of harvest. But Amos said, the day is coming. And I'd like to interject there, now is. when it will happen simultaneously. As soon as you sow the seed, the harvest will begin to spring forth. I want you to just think just a minute. I'm going to try to get through this. I don't know how much I'm going to get through it, but I know what I feel in the Holy Ghost. I want you to think just a minute. I want you to think about all of the new faces that have walked through the doors of this church in the last 6 months. You think it's an accident? No, I'm telling you what God's trying to show us is, I'm going to expedite this thing in such a way, it's going to move so fast that I need some of my people to realize and rise up. Listen, every time I pray for the laborers of the harvest, because I'm not worried about the harvest. It's already there. I'm not worried about the promise of the harvest. It's already there. But what we need is men and women, boys and girls that arise up and say, you know what? I'm going to be in that. I'm going to be right in the middle of the expediting of the harvest. Come on. I'm going to take my sickle and I'm going to swing it. Come on, I wish somebody help me. I'm not going to wait on the preacher. I'm not going to wait on the choir. I'm not going to wait on a program. I'm going to thrust in the sickle. Tell somebody close to you, I wish you'd help me. I believe this. It's not just something that I threw together on Sunday morning. I believe we're living in the day that Amos talked about. You're sowing seed. You're doing the right thing. It should take months. Maybe even years. But as you sow the seed, the harvest is already coming. It's not going to be the usual process. You hear me? Like we've done it in the past. God's speeding things up. Amos said it's going to happen simultaneously. As you bless others, the blessings of God are going to pop up in your life. As you sow the seed, the harvest will already be there. God is in the business of speeding things up. His timetable is not a natural timetable. If you will dare this morning to believe, God will accelerate your harvest. God will accelerate your healing. Brother Joe, stand up. Right now, in the name of Jesus, lift that hand. I speak to that circumstance in that eye, and I speak healing now. When he gets home today, God, let him know that you have done a miracle. My God, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Come on, I'm talking about we're not going to wait. God's going to do it now. Come on, somebody praise him. I wish somebody believed with me this morning. Come on, let's not just let this be another Sunday morning. Let it be a Sunday morning of expediting the move of God. If you'll dare to believe with me today, God will accelerate freedom. God will accelerate business. One time, Jesus was at a wedding. And the ceremony was over. And they were all at this big reception. You know the story. The Bible said when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." And nearby there were 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing. Not exactly what you'd want to drink out of. Each one of them held about 20 to 30 gallons. And Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. And then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." Amen. They did it. And the master of the banquet tasted that water that hadn't been gone through the fermentation process. Didn't have to wait months for it to be produced. Didn't have to go tap into a barrel in a wine cellar somewhere. You're not hearing me right now. I'm telling you what God's getting ready to do. It's going to be something like it's never been done before. I wish somebody'd hear me right now. Master of the banquet tasted the wine, and he called the bridegroom aside and he said, "What's the deal here? This isn't how we normally do things. Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then after everybody gets good and drunk, they bring out the Mad Dog 2020. Come on now, I know I got some winos or former winos in here. But the Bible said he looked at him and he said, "You've saved the best for last." Hey, First Pentecostal Church, I know it's been good for you for a lot of years. Many of you have been around the church for a lot of your life, and you've been blessed. But I've come here on this Sunday morning to tell you the best is yet to come, and it's going to come quickly. You might be here this morning. Woo-wee. I said you might be here this morning and you may think, "I could never get to where I'm supposed to be. I'm so far behind." No. No. Tell your neighbor no. God can take what should take you 20 years and get you there in an instant. Maybe it should take you years to get well. But just as God sped up the process of making wine, he's going to speed up the process of getting you well. On paper, it may say, "It's going to take 30 years to get out of debt." The good news is God knows how to turn your water into wine. He can take a 30-year process and make it a fraction of the time. Right now. Somebody shout right now. Right now. God's working behind the scenes in your life. You know what he's doing? Brother Stephen, you know what he's doing? He's gathering the pots. I said he's gathering the pots. And he's filling them up with water. I wish somebody would help me right here. I said he's filling them up with water. The process has already begun. And suddenly, I said suddenly, it's going to change. Come on, if you need a change, you ought to praise him right now. If you need a healing, you ought to praise him right now. If you need a blessing, you ought to praise him right now. If you need him to work in your business, you ought to praise him right now. Come on, I'm trying to tell somebody, don't you rule God out of your circumstances. Don't you rule God out of your situation. Don't you rule God out of your healing. He's about to do a quick work. Let me hurry through. I'd like to tell you this morning in the Holy Ghost that God has some deliveries for you that are going to come sooner than you think. Every circumstance may say it's going to take years to get out of debt, meet the right person, accomplish a goal. But get ready for some unexpected deliveries. Come on, that lost son or lost daughter that you've been praying for, one of these mornings you're going to look up and you're going to say, well, how'd they get here? I'm going to tell you how they got here. Jesus has been filling the pots. And the water's getting ready to turn to a miracle. Come on, that backslidden son or daughter. You're going to look up one Sunday night. They're going to bypass the chairs. They're going to walk to the altar. They're going to bow their knees and pray and repent and turn back to God. It's going to be a quick work. Come on, somebody praise him. God has favor. Good breaks. Healing. Divine connections that are going to show up sooner than expected. I know there are times that God does things slowly, little by little, over a period of years. But there are also times that God will do things suddenly, unexpectedly. Quicker than you thought. You may have been told by the experts that it's going to take a long time to get well. You've done everything you can. Tried your best. But now you've accepted the fact that it's going to be a long way back. A long, drawn-out process. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Ah, come on, somebody. I wonder when we're going to stop believing man and start believing God. I wonder when we're going to stop trusting man and start trusting God. Stay with me here. I'm trying to get somewhere. I want to tell somebody here, God is about to knock on your door. Sister Shelley, God already has your healing en route. In fact, I felt him lift some stuff when we prayed this morning, but it's about to get totally better. Come on, Holy Ghost. And it's not going to be in man's timing. It's going to be in God's timing. And he said, I'm about to do a quick work. Maybe you're here today and you've struggled with an addiction since high school. You've tried to break it. You've gone through treatment. Not able to do it. And so now the enemy has you believing that's the way it's always going to be. But I say to you 1,000 times no. Get ready. Freedom is coming your way. Breakthrough is on the way. It should take years, but God is speeding things up. Jeremiah 1:12. The Lord said, I will hasten my word to perform it. You just listen to this preacher right now. There's a lot of folks in this world that'll tell you things that they can't perform. But when God says, I will perform it, you take it to the bank, baby. It's about to happen. And God said through the prophet, I will hasten my word to perform it. Come on. That means I'm not going to slow it down. I'm not going to throttle it back. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it quickly. Watch this. Quicker, faster than you think. The Bible said in Acts chapter 12, and I'm hurrying. King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church. And he proceeded to imprison their voice. Herod didn't like the church. He was against believers. Come on now. You know, there's a lot of folks that don't like us. They just don't know what they're missing. Amen. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. And it wasn't looking good for the apostle Peter. He put him in prison, not just one prison, but he put him in the inner prison. And he put four squads of guards, soldiers, around him. And somehow, Peter was able to sleep through all of that. You know what I think? And it's just what I think. But I think when Peter laid his head down in that prison, he knew, when I wake up, things are not going to be the same. I wish some of you go to bed at night and make up your mind, when I wake up. You know why he could say that? Because Jesus had always been in control, and Jesus had not quit being in control, and he knew whatever it took, it was going to be done. So, church started praying. Peter's just a few hours from losing his life. The Bible said when Herod was going to bring him out, listen to me right now and hear me. You don't need a man to get you out of this. I don't think I said that strong enough. You don't need a doctor to get you out of this. You don't need a lawyer to get you out of this. But what you need is a praying church with an answering God. The Bible said, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord walked into that prison, jabbed Peter in the side and said, it's time. I know folks got other things in mind for you, but I've got divine deliverance in mind for you. He said, get up, put your coat on, and follow me. Come on. I feel like the Lord is getting ready to give some of you a divine visitation. And he's going to tell you, I'm going to lead you out of these circumstances. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Now, I'm quite sure that Peter was a little overwhelmed. I mean, you know, a visit from an angel is not really an everyday occurrence. And I'm pretty sure he didn't know just exactly how to respond. But I do know this. Let me see here. Do I die or do I follow God? Am I defeated or do I follow God? Am I depressed or do I follow God? I need somebody to help me right now. I'm telling you, God is absolutely giving divine visitation in this place to tell you, just follow me and I'll lead you out. Now watch. You can be seated. I'm going to quit. I'm getting hungry. He didn't know what was being done. Thought he was seeing a vision. But Brother Snow, when he passed by that first set of guards, and they didn't look up and say, hey, buddy, what do you think you're doing? He passed by that second set of guards. They didn't look up. Can I tell you that in your deliverance, God will hide you? When there are those around you that would do you harm and that would want you not to be delivered, want you not to be healed, want you not to be saved, want you not to be set free, God will hide you and give you divine deliverance, and the enemy in your life cannot, will not, shall not prevail. Came to the iron gate. Oh, that ought to be the clincher. Leading into the city. You know, it would have been great if God could have just let him go out the back door so nobody could see. It opened for them. Can I tell you that there's some things that don't seem like they're open to you? God's about to expedite the process. And I hear the word of the Lord saying, I shall open a door unto you that no man can shut. They walked out, went along one street, and then the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, you know the story. He went to the house where the church was praying. Knocked on the door. They were praying for Peter's release. But they almost couldn't believe it because it happened sooner than later. I feel like saying something right here. I really am trying to quit. But I feel like saying something right here. There's some of you that have let the enemy talk you out of your miracle from here to the parking lot. And I rise on this Sunday morning to tell you that if God does it, you're the only one that can reverse it. So if you're the only one that can reverse it, you're the only one that can keep it intact. If God opens the door for you of divine deliverance, if God moves on the prayers of the saints, it's not for us to say, well, how did that happen? Or who is this? I'm telling you, when Peter knocked on the door, they should have slung the door open and said, come on in. It's an answer to our prayers. I've come to tell you, before you get to the parking lot, throw your hands up in the air and say, my prayers have been answered. Come on, stand with me and praise God. Throw me Psalms 56 and 9 up there real quick. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Another translation says it like this. The very day I call for help, the tide of the battle turns. Not next week, not next month, the very day. I said today is your day. God is about to turn back the enemy. Every circumstance may say, you'll never get free. You'll never get well. You'll never accomplish a dream. But know this, in the name of Jesus, chains have already been loosed. Hear me. I say to you in the spirit of prophecy, the right people are already headed your way. Favor, healing, vindication. It's about to come knocking at your door. In this year of acceleration, you're going to see doors open of their own accord. Things that you couldn't make happen. You didn't have the talent. You didn't have the funding. You didn't have the connections. God is about to supernaturally make it happen. Breaks that you don't deserve. Favor. Favor chasing after you. David said it like this. Surely goodness shall follow me all the days of my life. If there's anybody that needs favor.